According to the CDC, about 51.5% of the population in the U.S. is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. But that number could soon rise now that the FDA has granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for people 16 and older. I want to welcome to the show now Dr. Michael DeVere Williams, Population Health Medical Director at the University of Virginia School of Medicine. We're also joined by our health reporter, Anjali Kamlani. So, Dr. Williams, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate your time. Do you believe, like many do, that FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine will convince a significant portion of hesitant Americans to finally go ahead and get that COVID-19 shot?
Well, my answer to that is two parts. First, I think it will convince a segment of the population that has been to date resistant based on concerns about, did things happen too quickly? Was the research done under pressure? Has it been forced by the government? And there's a segment of the population that just believes that. I think the second part of my answer really has to do with those who now have, frankly, less, how do I put this delicately, less excuse not to be vaccinated, including employers who will now begin to, as you've already seen, mandate vaccination for their employees, whether they're in the military or otherwise.
Dr. Williams, feel free to not put it delicately if you want. Follow up on the outlook of that. And I know that there's also sort of this debate going on about boosters versus third dose. Is it part of the primary, primary process of the vaccination, or is it actually a booster? And what does that mean really for the outlook for next year, say?
Yes. Well, so the booster conversation is one that I don't pretend to have the full definitive answer for you today, here and now. I will say that, again, I think there's probably two parts of this. One is the biology and the immunology of what a booster means. And we've got pretty good data that's mostly coming out of Israel right now, which has had a significant number of individuals, primarily adults, obviously, who have had a booster shot, which seems to provide an additional immune response to the most recent variants, not just Delta, but other variants of the coronavirus that are running around the world right now, which may be an influencer for us down the road. I say maybe because by the time enough vaccination has gotten to the booster level for individuals in this country, I expect us to have a different variant besides Delta running around because that's how quickly this virus seems to be mutating. On the flip side, I think the booster question is one of privilege as well that we have to be very thoughtful about. And since so many in the developing world, let alone in this country, have not had their first dose of any vaccine, let alone a booster of the Pfizer vaccine, we have to be very thoughtful about this. I have a 9-year-old who obviously is not ready for vaccination yet until the data has matured. I can't wait for her to have her first dose, and I'm happy to forego my third dose if it means that she gets some protection while she starts school tomorrow here in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I know that's really a big part of the conversation is sort of the ethical and moral obligation here. But we did hear from Dr. Fauci earlier today talking about possibly the pandemic ending by 2022 if we all get vaccinated. Based on what you're seeing on the ground, with either the vaccine hesitant or those who are not going to get it, do you think this is possible?
Any number of things are possible, Anjali. I would be very surprised if any one of us would be so bold as to declare the pandemic over in the next calendar year. I honestly think that what we're looking at is that we will be able to be living with the coronavirus and its various variants over time, as opposed to having eradicated it. And I gave the example of smallpox, which we have had worldwide vaccination strategies for many, many, many years. And we had nearly eradicated it, but in the wake of a solid resistance globally, unfortunately, it seemed to be led in the United States of those who were against vaccine, period, pre-pandemic here. Smallpox is once again a thing globally as well as domestically. So I think if we were in a world in which individuals were putting community and neighbor first and not themselves and taking the public health approach to this, I would agree with Dr. Fauci. Unfortunately, we don't live in that world right now. And so we're looking at, a pretty strong kernel of the population in this country who, for whatever reason or reasons, will just not accept vaccination. And the data on natural immunity, which I think has been the strategy of many, is that it seems to wane over time. And I'm very concerned that it may end up being like influenza seasonally, where there's a maybe a slightly different version of influenza A or influenza B, or pick your alphabet soup influenza, that we may end up getting an annual vaccine that I wouldn't call a booster, but just the one that's targeting the most prevalent variant of coronavirus that happens to be in the United States at the time.
Doctor, I can certainly relate to your situation. I have three children, one of whom is under the age of 12. So I, too, cannot wait for her to get her first dose of a vaccine. Some parents are hoping that now that the FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine, perhaps there'll be data to prove that it's safe for those under 12. What are we waiting for from that data? And when do you think we might expect it?
Well, I think we're waiting for two things. And I think Dr. Fauci spoke to this earlier today, that becomes an interesting conversation for us to have. His prediction that we would be looking at next calendar year before kids under 12 were approved for vaccination, I think, and we have to ask him, obviously, but I think is predicated on fully approved, as in not under emergency use authorization or EUA, which is how I got my vaccine. And I imagine hopefully the two of you did as well. Because only you know, in the last 24 or so hours has the FDA given full approval, which means it is no longer under emergency use authorization. My hope is that because the science clearly was there for adults, that mRNA vaccination with the Pfizer-BioNTech, as well as Moderna, as well as the Johnson-Johnson adenovirus vector vaccines, are clearly safe. There's not a lot of reason biologically to think that they would be less safe in children. The real question we're waiting for, to answer your question definitively, is waiting for the data to mature in the clinical trials that have been ongoing for both efficacy, safety, most importantly, and then real world applicability. So the phase three clinical trials that we all benefited from early on from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson have just begun to mature enough that we actually have some numbers for kids, you know, younger than 12.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Dr. Michael DeVere Williams from the University of Virginia School of Medicine, thanks so much for being with us.